hated when the garden was full. Tomatoes hanging ripe in their cages, corn tasseled out 6 foot or higher and blocking the sun, and white half-runner beans plump and dangling from the vines just waiting to be picked, loaded into a bushel basket, and transported the short walking distance from the garden to my grandmother's house to be worked up. The fullest beans were bound to end up getting pierced with a knitting needle and twine to be hung outside in the sunlight to dry to make shucky beans. At the time, I despised having to take my place around that flat bed sheet spread out on the floor, covered with the beans that had just been brought in. I didn't realize it, but that is where I would learn most of my family history. The talk of folks who had left the mountains during mass migrations due to work shortages. Some who went on to make a good life, as the old folks would say, and never come back. And others who always seemed to find their way back to the family home up on the holler. There was wild tales of the local politician that passed out liquor to Uncle So-and-so so he would vote for him. Tales of the family holiday dinners and Sunday suppers that had brought some far-off family member in for a visit, or how the passing of a dear loved one had set the winds of change upon the family, and many more tales were told. But just like those old beans, take time out in the warm sunshine to go from green to leather breeches brown, so does a good story take time to tell. So I hope you will join us as we take the time to collect and bring those stories to you on Shucky Beans, the podcast.